The state has been covering the majority of costs for school projects approved by local voters as recently as 5 years ago. There is a moratorium in place on new projects, but the state has been continuing payments on older ones. Governor Mike Dunleavy's original budget proposed eliminating the state assistance entirely. On Friday, he went with half and justified it as necessary to pay out a full permanent fund dividend check to Alaskans.
No, there's no easy way out of this. Whether the PFD is taken and the impacts that will have on 680,000 individuals and families statewide, whether it's taxes, whether it's reductions, I think everyone realizes that there's no easy way out of this, or we would have found the easy way. But I believe that the communities are going to have to make the decision on how they're going to deal with that.
Largest impacts will be felt in Anchorage with a $20 million reduction and in the Mat-Su borough with $9 million. School administrators say individual Alaskans will end up making up the difference.
Well, a tax is a tax. I don't care who's paying it. And this is a transference of taxable responsibilities to municipalities and to boroughs across the state.
Norm Wooten is executive director of the Association of Alaska School Boards in Juneau. He says local governments across the state were counting on these reimbursements when they set their budgets.
Now, the only recourse that they have, of course, is to either raise taxes or to cut services within their municipalities.
In Petersburg, elected officials have delayed filling public safety jobs in police and fire until the state finalized its budget. Property tax bills were due to go out in the mail around July 1st with a tax rate similar to last year because the borough was hoping this funding would continue. Petersburg Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht, before Friday's announcement, expected to revisit the borough budget after the final word on the reimbursement.
Kind of the concept has been, if we have to get to that point, maybe we wait till the fall when all the assembly's back from fishing in the office, and we sit down and go kind of through a whole brand new budget process, in a sense, on how do we address major changes in funding.
Before Friday's announcement, the Assembly had been considering a property tax hike as high as 15% to cover the potential loss of Petersburg's full annual payment of around $460,000. That repays debt on a community swimming pool and maintenance on school buildings. A smaller tax hike may be one solution, or dipping into reserves or making cuts. That's a choice municipalities across Alaska will be facing following the governor's veto. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.